Have you ever shared the faith with somebody? Maybe they claim to accept the gospel, but then they got so wrapped up in the world that, well, there's little or no spiritual fruit in their lives? Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan. I'm John Gager. Alec, we're looking at Jesus' parable of the sower and what that all has to say about sharing the gospel.
John, we've looked at the seed that fell on hard ground, snatched away by the birds, and this relates to sharing God's word with those who are hard-hearted. It doesn't penetrate, and it's easily snatched away by the evil one. Mm-hmm. We talked about the seed that landed on shallow soil. It sprang up quickly, but the plant withered under the scorching sun because it had no root. Mm-hmm. Simple faith is not the same as shallow faith, and when you don't dig down deep, our faith can go as quickly as our faith can grow.
But now there's a different challenge here.
Jesus said a farmer went out to sow his seed. Some fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Now, this seed takes root. It's in deeper soil. It starts to grow. But the problem is it's growing alongside things that work directly against it. Hmm. When Jesus explained the parable, he said the thorns represent the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth.
And this is not just friendly competition for our time and attention. Jesus said these things will choke the plant and choke your faith.
The original language here is quite violent. These things are aggressively trying to strangle and stunt your spiritual growth.
And there's a sad and serious consequence.
Yes, the plant, it fails to mature. Despite all the potential, this seed bears no fruit. When we're willing to allow this earth to get in the way of everything God wants to do in us and through us for his eternal purpose, that's a high price to pay.
You know, Alec McClellan packs a lot into this little feature. Why not share it with a friend? We appreciate your passing the good word along about Reason Why. Our website, as always, reasonwhy.org. Again, that's reasonwhy.org.